Golden Morning Light Bathe sound stages and a water tower, then a silver WB within a shield-shaped frame rotates down and withdraws against a cloudy blue sky. A Warner Media Company, the shield spins around to reveal the letters WAG. A view lowers from the sky and glides over the East River. Warner Brothers Pictures presents An Animated Pigeon Flies Through the Title, a Tim Story film. As two more pigeons join the first, a title appears, Tom and Jerry. The lead pigeon flies through concentric rings behind the title. The birds perform in the air as more titles appear. Chloe Grace Moretz, Michael Pena, Colin Jost. One pigeon shoots his poop at another.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend
Rob
to the
Delaney.
Track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll
Paula
to
B.
the
Sharda.
Beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the
Jordan Bulger.
The jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug.
Patsy Farron.
Living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love.
And Ken
I love
Jeong.
A plateau is what we're above.
Trains move along the Queensboro Bridge. On one, an animated gray cat lounges between two cars with a long keyboard beside him. He eats an apple, then bobs to the music. The lead pigeon flies past the live-action New York City skyline. A seagull bumps into him, sending him flailing to the ground. He lands outside an industrial parking lot, meanwhile under a car.
Oh, we've been at this all day, buddy. I get it. Those other spots didn't float your boat, but wait until you see this next place. It screams Mouse House. Wait, can I say that? Is that copyrighted?
The rodent realtor leads a mouse up a wire.
Sorry about this. The elevator's being repaired. Boom, I just had a vision. You're chilling in your new crib, but then you get claustrophobic, and then you get dizzy. And to save you...
They look out a glove compartment.
Look at that view. Resplendent, ain't it? Huh? It's got everything. Built-in stereo. But be careful, those seats are very flammable. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Jerry, baby, I know it's no beauty, but let's be honest here. With your budget, this is all you can afford. Hey, you don't just Batman me. You haven't even seen the trunk yet.
Jerry, an animated brown mouse, is gone. Meanwhile, the gray cat exits a subway station and eyes a signpost pointing to Central Park, then dodges bundles of newspapers that drop on the sidewalk. Keyboard in hand, he stops and eyes a digital billboard advertising a concert by John Legend at Madison Square Garden. He imagines the words with special guest Tom the Cat at the bottom. His photo appears beside John's. Meanwhile, wearing a blue cap and a backpack, Jerry crosses off the glove compartment from a list of crossed-out addresses. A seagull plucks him off the ground. In the air, Jerry pulls his tail free from the seagull's beak and falls, landing on a tree branch and knocking an acorn out of a squirrel's hands. The animated squirrel gestures angrily. From another branch, Jerry looks down at Tom performing in dark glasses.
Look, Dad, that blind guy's playing piano.
There's a lot of weird stuff in this city. You just gotta keep walking.
He drops change in a hat.
I mean, he's amazing on the piano and blind, too.
Jerry joins the spectators.
One cool cat.
The hat rests beside a sign reading The Amazing Tom. A thought bubble near Jerry's head shows money bags equals mansion. Tom notices Jerry on his keyboard conducting with a toothpick. He flicks the mouse off, but Jerry hangs on from an edge. Tom continues playing. Jerry covers Tom's sign with one reading, Jerry the Dancing Mouse.
Oh, wow, isn't he cute?
As Tom plays, Jerry breakdances. Coins drop into his tin can.
Thought I'd seen it all with a blind piano playing cat.
Tom sees a hand transferring money from his hat to Jerry's can. Continuing to play with one hand, Tom feels around the ground for Jerry, who hands Tom his own tail instead. The cat yanks on it, spins into the air, and lands hard on the ground. His keyboard falls on him. Tom pulls his head out from inside his body, then notices his keyboard lying broken on the ground nearby. As he grabs Jerry, a girl picks up his dark glasses.
He can see!
He's a fraud! He's a regular cat playing the piano!
Man, I want my money back!
The spectators take their change from the hat. Sitting in Tom's paw with his hands clasped, Jerry turns away from the cat. As Tom eyes him from another angle, Jerry turns away again before extending his hands toward Tom, who peers closer. Jerry punches him in the eye and runs away. Tom chases after him, swatting at him with his sign. They scurry back and forth over a park bench. Jerry deftly evades several blows. He holds the sign down for a few moments, then allows it to snap back onto Tom before taking off. Bursting out of the sign, Tom chases Jerry across a foot-laden picnic table. The two animated creatures run through Central Park. On a bridge, they weave between people leaning on a parapet. Meanwhile, a young blonde bikes through the park with a towering pile of clothing items in her front rack. Chased by Tom, Jerry leaps over a horse-drawn carriage and sails past the woman. Tom smacks into the clothes and the young woman falls off her bike. Red boxer briefs dangle from Tom's ear. Escaping on the carriage, Jerry blows a raspberry.
Hey, are you okay? You gotta be careful next time. You could have really hurt me.
A truck slams into Tom.
Oh my gosh.
Later, the young blonde trudges down a sidewalk on a video call.
Suspended? Why?
For starters, the 100 pounds of underwear strewn up Fifth Avenue.
Oh, come on, you can't blame me for that. That was a cat-and-mouse situation, and everyone knows you just don't get involved.
You can reapply in 4 weeks.
No, please, sir, please, just, you can't do that to me.
Oh.
Last week, I helped a man do a pull-up for an hour. An hour? He achieved his fitness goals with me. Okay, what if I come and be your assistant?
Miss Forrester, you started 2 months ago. It just doesn't work like that.
Maybe this job never was for me.
Maybe it's not.
You know what? I quit.
She ends the call. Meanwhile, standing on a curb with his broken keyboard, Tom sees Jerry sliding off the nose of the animated horse drawing the carriage. Jerry crosses the street, then climbs a curb to face a hotel's entrance. Words on the facade read, "The Royal Gate Hotel." From across the street, Tom bares his claws. Jerry races through the hotel's revolving doors, scurrying alongside a briefcase-carrying patron. Tom smacks into closed doors and peers through the glass. As he tugs on the door handles, a doorman grabs him. Tom goes flying into a wall. A street lamp's cover falls onto his head. In the hotel, Jerry takes in the grand lobby with an awestruck expression. Sliding under a luggage cart, he tosses his backpack onto it and hops aboard. He hangs off a rail and peers out at his surroundings as the cart rolls across the lobby. Outside, the young woman crosses the street. She strides past the doorman at the Royal Gate Hotel.
Hello.
Hey.
Back for another free meal?
Freezing, she glances back at him with a sheepish smile, then continues in. In the hotel, an animated spider inhabits a corner in a dingy space behind a wall. Jerry squeezes in through a grill. Landing on the dirty ground, he dusts himself off, then walks on. He steps onto the frame of a freight elevator, which carries him up through a dark shaft. As the elevator passes a hole in one of the walls of the shaft, Jerry slips out. In the lobby, eating a cookie, the young woman spots a formally dressed brunette seated in a chair with a suitcase beside her. The brunette wears a polite smile as she glances to her side. The young blonde regards her from a nearby chair. The brunette pulls her suitcase closer.
So, you new in town?
Somewhat.
You know what they say, it's not a trip to the Big Apple without a walking tour of the city. Have you ever done one? They're very well reviewed, actually. Mine are. It's a great deal, a great offer.
I'm not a guest.
Then, pray tell, why do you have a suitcase?
I'm here to interview for one of the temporary positions. Because of the wedding?
What wedding?
Preeta and Ben?
A magazine cover features the couple.
As in, like, the Preeta and Ben.
New York society's favorite couple. It's going to be quite the event.
Huh. The hotel is hiring?
Yes, but they're very exclusive. They certainly wouldn't hire you.
The blonde narrows her eyes.
And what did you say your name was again?
Linda Perrybottom.
Linda Perrybottom, unfortunately, you just failed the test.
What?
Your interview started the minute that you walked in the door.
I didn't realize I...
Employees at the Royal Gate Hotel must be accommodating, masterly, but above all, Linda, discreet. As of telling a perfect stranger the intimate details of the inner workings of this hotel's private events, well, that doesn't quite cut it, now does it? May I see your resume? Please.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've had a lot of really cool jobs.
Yes, I have.
The Dorsey.
Dorsey.
The Armada. These all are hotels?
Well, none are in New York. I just moved here from...
Listen, Linda, I don't think you're right for this weekend.
Oh.
We just need someone more... local.
Linda frowns, then offers a weak smile.
Well, I understand. Thank you for the opportunity.
The blonde smiles. While Linda grabs her suitcase and leaves, the blonde takes another look at the resume, then walks to a reception desk.
Hi, if I wanted to apply for a temporary position for this weekend...
Is this your resume?
No, it's not.
Wow, this is impressive.
My only... copy.
Well, you are definitely gonna get hired. In fact, I'm gonna call him right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
The blonde glances down at her casual outfit.
Lola,
mm-hmm.
If I wanted to shop for, say, a jacket...
Yeah, sure, just to the left over there.
Thanks so much.
Hi, yeah, we have a very lovely young lady down the front desk. She's giving...
Walking off, the blonde rips Linda's name off the resume. Meanwhile, Tom races around the side of the hotel and spots a loading dock with its shutter closing. He tries to run in, but the shutter closes on him, then opens and shuts several more times. Tom's tail droops. The shutter opens, and a human foot kicks him out into the alley. A gang of alley cats approaches.
Well, well, well. Look at what we got here. You know, if I wasn't a betting cat, I'd say Tommy Boy here is trying to break into the hotel.
That's sure what it looks like.
This is our alley, punk, which makes this our hotel.
Wait, hold up. Are you trying to break into our hotel? Yo, guys, don't worry about it. It was a big misunderstanding. Right, Tom? Are you laughing at me? Now, I'm sure you know what I do to cats that laugh at me.
Come on, boss. Preach. Preach to him.
Now, I was about to if you would shut that grill and let me handle this.
My bad, boss.
So, are you going to answer me?
Tom whistles to a nearby animal control van.
Oh,
ooh, that is 5-0. Stop and run.
Oh, no, not again.
Hey, I'll see you again, Tom. Break yourself.
Hey, get back here.
Tom peeks out from behind a dumpster. Now, an eye looks through a hole. A wooden plank containing the hole falls. Jerry waves off the dust, then walks into a dim corner. A couch, a lamp, and a TV materialize into place. Light filters in through a grill in the wall. As more tasteful furniture fills the small space, Jerry unfurls a sign reading, Home Sweet Home. In an office.
Welcome.
Thanks so much.
You must be.
Buongiorno. Forrester, Kayla. I'm sorry in advance about my resume, but there was a child downstairs trying to spit their hubba bubba under a table. So I tore off. Peace.
Good. I'm Terrence Mendoza, events manager, and this is Mr. Henry Dubrow.
A pleasure.
It's our general manager.
An animated fish flips in its bowl.
Can I assume that that's the aquatics manager?
That's Goldie. She has no official position at the hotel. That's a fish.
That's
Goldie's thought bubble shows a poop emoji.
I must say, this is a very impressive resume. But Dorsey?
Oh. You know, I hate to name names, but I will. You must have known Mrs. Josephine Pennybaker. She was my mentor at Cornell. It's an Ivy League school founded in 1865 by Mr. Ezra Cornell. That's where I got my master's. I'm just sharing.
Of course I know old JoJo Pennyfoot. Yeah, what a hoot.
Pennyfoot?
Well, Miss Forrester, we'll cut to the chase. As I'm sure you know, we have a very high-profile event happening here this weekend.
Of course, I'm very aware of Ben and Brita's wedding.
Well, we need to hire additional staff through the week, but they must maintain the level of service guests of the Royal Gate expect.
Nonetheless.
I'll be honest, it's not often we come across a resume this distinguished.
Excuse me. This? This is just a piece of paper. If I'm going to be worthy of this institution, you... need to see me in.
Kayla rips up the resume and throws the pieces in the air.
Action.
She flicks one off her shoulder.
Are you going to pick it up or just leave it there?
Yes, sir.
She gets on her hands and knees.
Wait a minute.
Eyeing his boss, Terrence waves a hand across his throat.
Terrence?
She thought the fish was in the alley department.
Really?
A fish can't even walk. It can't even...
Terrence?
Dubrow gazes pointedly.
You're hired!
Really?
Yes.
I mean, thank you.
Can you start today?
It's gonna be a tall order.
She checks her phone.
Very in demand.
The screen shows a card game.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna pull some strings. It's difficult, but yeah, no problem.
One other thing. We will be asking all temporary staff to stay at the hotel through the week leading up to the wedding, just so that we can be available to guests at a moment's notice. Is that something you'd be comfortable with?
Anything for this hotel.
Later, Kayla stands facing a mirror in a gray skirt suit with a small radio attached to the lapel. She gathers her hair up.
Now it's better down. 10-4, good buddy. Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
She adjusts her name tag and jacket.
Go get him. Hair's better up. More professional.
She walks to an elevator.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
She joins Terrence inside. Later.
The Royal Gate opened its doors in 1930 and was declared a New York City landmark by 1962. It's been through two major renovations, yet it remains the beacon of service excellence.
Jerry hides among flowers.
This place has been host to four presidents, three popes, two kings, one queen. Oh, and Drake.
Jerry pops out of an electrical socket and seals a screw.
There are 260 rooms, 104 suites, and 21 floors of impeccable luxury. The water pressure is never below 50 psi.
Attached to balloons, Tom floats up to a balcony. The balloons burst.
Button, please.
Sorry, sir.
The spa is top of the line, and our spin instructor won the Tour de France twice.
Right.
This wedding is the most prestigious event the Royal Gate has hosted, and it will be a perfect success. It has to be. The positive press an event of this magnitude can generate is invaluable. Would you stop that, please?
Yes, sir.
Kayla stops fiddling with her outfit.
It tends to bright up.
Jerry scans himself in a copy machine.
Our wedding menu is being designed by our very own chef, Jack. It's a rising star, and whispers are that Michelin agrees.
In a kitchen.
Look alive, people. Why do you hate me? Who butchered these onions? Who? Oh, I don't know. Francois?
We should leave.
You're killing my career.
He's a bit tricky, but he's an artist. And we're lucky to have him.
And some people may see anger, but me?
Jerry steals a salt shaker.
I see passion.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Your footsteps.
Oh.
Carrera marble.
Tom climbs a window with plungers.
This is Gavin, our doorman, master of small talk.
This is Kayla, who recently worked at the Dorset Hotel in London.
Is she now?
Yes, and she'll be helping us out this week.
I'm sure you'll knock him dead, Kayla.
She smiles awkwardly and follows Terrence.
Morning!
Terrence jumps.
That's Joy the Bell Girl. I'm convinced she was raised by wolves.
What?
She's not important. Okay. But this glass atrium. Oh, wow. Now that is something. It's one of a kind. I call it the crowning jewel of the Royal Gate.
At a bar, a slim young man pours champagne.
This is Cameron the barman.
Popping bottles.
Excuse me?
Don't spill any on your Jordan 5s.
These are actually retro reissues.
Obviously. It's the lace tips, Nike Lab.
Flight Club.
On Broadway.
I'm sorry to interrupt your riveting TED Talk, but why are you pouring champagne at 11 o'clock in the morning? I was told to pour two glasses for the VIPs that just arrived. They're here? Yes, sir.
Who's here?
The bride and groom. Come with me.
Outside, photographers crowd the hotel entrance as the elegantly dressed bridal couple steps out of a luxury car. They enter the hotel.
Wow. Isn't it perfect?
I love it. Just as much as I did last week when we visited.
All I care about in the whole world is that you're happy. I think your dad's gonna like it.
You keep asking what my dad thinks? I'm gonna send him on the honeymoon with you.
At the door.
Clear the way, coming through. Well, I sure hope room service is open all night. Right, Toots?
An animated bulldog and cat are escorted into the hotel. Jerry eyes the couple's luggage being wheeled in.
Ben, Frida, welcome back to the Royal Gate.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a toast to your upcoming nuptials.
It's so great to be back here. And
Gavin hands Ben the dog's leash.
And thank you guys for everything. It's great to see you again.
The dog spots Jerry. He strains against his leash.
Hey, get back here. Hey,
Toots jumps into Kayla's arms.
Simmer down, boy. Hey, get back here.
I'm sorry.
He's had a couple of espressos.
Jerry shushes Spike, then digs through Prita's bag.
I'm sorry, he's a little animated.
Yeah. Oh, she's so sweet.
Wow, you're really good with animals.
Toots is usually really shy, and by shy, I mean she scratches people's faces off.
Well, she can smell a bona fide animal lover.
Jerry finds a dog biscuit and tosses it. He holds up another biscuit. Spike salivates.
We traditionally have a no pets policy.
Oh, wow.
But, you know...
Toots swipes at him.
I would be delighted to make an exception.
Is your hand okay?
It's fine.
Looks like your hand's bleeding.
It's fine. It's perfect. We prepared a list of some of the most prestigious dog parks in the area, and I think the one on 11th Street is particularly luxurious.
But are the people uptight? Because, I mean, do they yell at the dogs for being off-leash? Spike, he's...
You can just say
He's
disgusting.
Jerry applies mascara on his fur.
There is one that I know about that's behind this falafel place on 17th. It's not technically a dog park, but they let their dogs off leash and they kind of look out for each other. It's pretty low-key.
That is amazing. Thank you, Kayla.
Thanks, Kayla.
Yes, thank you, Kayla.
Yeah, of course, anytime. I just have to say, I follow you guys on Instagram, and you are the cutest couple ever. And that rock,
Yes, well.
Jerry gapes at Prita's ring.
Could see that thing from outer space. Good job.
You know, you can see our love from outer space.
That was fantastic.
Great, thank you.
Shall we?
Jerry tosses Spike a biscuit. The mouse makes off with a sack of stolen loot. Later, he slides down a chute and smacks into a kitchen vent. Vapors waft over from a block of cheese on the other side of the vent.
I was still right.
Very good, thank you very much.
Not to worry. That's probably a scream of delight. You know, if someone's seeing their beautiful room for the first time. It happens all the time. Lola, can you see them through their room? Excuse me.
Of course.
Later.
Leo is shaken to the core. The mouse ran right over his foot. Look, Terrence, I worked too freaking hard to be saddled with a bunch of inept, yet wonderful group of gifted colleagues to have my career tossed into a fish bucket over some infestation.
Jackie. I know the gravity of this situation, and I will handle it.
I'll catch it, sir. Him. Or her. It could be a female. I'm not gender biased,
The
point is, I will catch that little mouse, and I won't be discreet about it.
She glances back as an employee walks past. Terrence eyes Jackie holding a towel to Leo's head, then meets Kayla's gaze with a grim expression.
Okay. I need you to understand the sensitivity of this matter.
Yes.
If a picture of this mouse is tweeted up to Instabook Face or the TikTok, we will be ruined.
No, sir. We're not ruined because it's not going to happen. Okay, so you guys clear your heads about it. That rodentia is toast.
Now a mirror reflects Jerry as he hangs Prita's compact in his suite behind the wall. Dusting his hands, he looks around the now furnished space, personalized with various stolen items. He settles into a chair facing a TV in a corner as a view pulls away from the suite. In a corridor above, a mouse trap sits in a corner. As Kayla stares at it, Cameron crouches behind her.
What are you doing?
Oh my gosh, you scared me.
I scared you? You know, you're the one creeping around like a thief.
I am on a mouse hunt, thank you.
You need any help?
What, because I'm the new girl?
Jerry follows the smell of cheese to the trap.
Well, obviously you haven't seen my resume. It clearly states that I'm completely capable of doing anything that is required to do that dad is needed to be done here.
Jerry scans the trap shrewdly.
And how hard can it be to catch a little mouse?
Honestly, I wasn't expecting you to say yes. You know, you got that whole in a pen and file thing going on, and I don't normally get involved with how the new kids do their job, so.
My name is Kayla. Yeah, my mom calls me Kayla.
Okay, Kayla. Well, I doubt that mouse catching is on your resume, but if you do catch him, you should come by for a celebratory beverage.
Well, start popping another bottle of champagne now, because any minute now, he's mine.
She sees the cheese is gone.
Is one second.
She walks over cautiously.
What the?
A few dollar bills lie in the trap.
Someone leave there.
A note reads, "You need a better trap, J Mouse."
What is that?
The sign of a worthy competitor.
At At night, an overcast sky hangs over the city. Trudging despondently through the alley at the back of the hotel, Tom takes a seat on a curb. It starts to rain. He turns to his broken keyboard. He pulls the piece onto his lap and presses a key. Another piece breaks off, then an olive bounces off his head. Tom looks up and sees Jerry in a window above eating olives. A tiny devil Tom appears.
Guess who's at the party? Come on, man. Have some self-respect. You are in a dumpster, and Jerry is inside safe and warm. Look at him, just scouting the room and seeing what he can steal next. Now, who's the cat and who's the mouse? Hey, well, let's get back in there and smash that mouse up.
An angel Tom appears.
Tom, my brother, there's room for both cats and mice to be happy. I'm sure if you asked to share his food.
Share?
Well, you lucky kids are watching me, okay? We're cats. Cats take. Come on, he's just an innocent little mouse. Wait a minute. Why are we always arguing? We shouldn't be fighting. We look alike. Why are we doing this? Look, how about we do something different this time? Why don't we let Tom make up his own mind, okay? Now, see, that is a good idea. Tom, I believe in you.
They vanish, but Devil Tom reappears.
What a sucker. Now go make me proud, Tom.
He vanishes again. Wearing a devious smile, Tom races up a fire escape and arrives at the top of a building facing the hotel window. Jerry sniffs olives on a toothpick, then swallows them. He notices Tom across the way. The cat tentatively taps a power line with a toe, then starts a precarious tightrope walk across two of them, carrying a stick for balance. Wobbling, he clings to one of the lines while his stick falls to the ground far below. Jerry picks his teeth at the window. Trying to get upright, Tom ends up in a split between the two lines. He manages to swing back up and gets struck by lightning. He falls. Jerry hops into an empty glass. Across the way, Tom opens an umbrella before attempting the tightrope walk again. Lightning strikes the umbrella, frying it, but he himself remains unharmed. Tom races down the line. Seeing Jerry with a pair of scissors, he freezes. Jerry snips the line. Tom crawls to the end, then lightning strikes him. Now, wearing wings made from cardboard, Tom dives off the roof of his building. Jerry watches wide-eyed as his nemesis soars upward, flying high into the night sky. The full moon silhouettes Tom's bat-like form. As he swoops back down through the clouds, Tom loses his makeshift wings to the wind. His eyes widen in panic. Flapping his arms desperately, he shoots downward and lands safely in Jerry's open window, clinging to it from the outside. He grins. Jerry shuts the window on his fingers. Tom pulls free, then drops. He lands face down in the wet alley. As he lifts his head up and smiles, lightning strikes him. Above, Jerry winces, then hops onto a fluffy pillow and turns on a TV.
Flies, do you hear me? Give my creation!
A haggard Tom appears in the window. Using his claw, he carves the circle in the glass, then pops the section out. Trapping Jerry in a cocktail glass, he wraps him up in a sheet and tosses the bundle out the hole in the window before settling in bed with a bottle of sparkling cider. He pours himself a glass, then fills another extended toward him. Taking a sip of his drink, he sees Jerry holding the other glass. Jerry downs his drink.
Don't sweat the technique.
Tom grabs him and stuffs him in the bottle, which he shakes vigorously before popping the cork. Jerry shoots out, ricocheting around the room. As he lands, he slaps an iron on Tom's face.
Peep the technique.
Shaking himself off, Tom chases Jerry around the room, tearing up pillows and curtains in the process. He breaks a light fixture, topples cushions off a couch, and yanks the TV from its wall bracket. Jerry leaps onto a chandelier, and Tom follows, grasping for the mouse, who dodges him. Jerry dives off the chandelier as it falls with Tom in it. Landing gracefully, the mouse scurries into the bathroom and slams the door shut on his pursuer. He scampers off, leaving Tom's head stuck in the door. Meanwhile...
Go for Lone Wolf. It's Kayla, sir. Just trying on one of those new code names.
Well, don't. Have you located the room yet? I'm continuing to get noise complaints.
Yes, sir. Well, no, sir, I haven't yet, but I'm on it. Over.
Well, hurry up so you can get back to finding that mouse. And please, do not say over. This isn't Star Trek.
Takes all the fun out of walkie-talkies. Well, what's the point, then?
I can still hear you.
Kayla looks toward a closed door.
I have eyes on the target, sir, and I'm moving north. I'm moving toward the door.
Inside the room, Jerry whacks Tom with the sparkling cider bottle. As the door opens, they both freeze. Tom is left holding the bottle.
What did you do?
With Jerry gone, Tom sheepishly nudges the bottle away. Kayla points to him.
Who? Wait a second, I know you. I know you. You were the cat from the park with the bike and you tackled me. Is this personal? Is this some form of revenge sabotage?
Tom mimes to her.
What are you trying? You're trying to tell me something?
He pats his arm.
Okay, two syllables. One word. Is it a movie? Is it a cartoon?
He pulls his nose up.
What's this? A pig?
He enlarges his ears.
A mouse? A little mouse? What? He was here too? Oh, gosh, I gotta catch that little disaster. If I don't, I'm gonna lose this job. Wait a second. You're a cat. Can't you catch a mouse? Isn't that in your DNA?
Tom opens his chest and sees cat and mouse figures in a chase up a double helix.
You got a name?
Tom blows up a finger like a long balloon and twists it into a word.
That is really well done, Mott.
He flips it around.
Tom? You could be in a lot of trouble for this. I mean, just look at this mess. So, what should we do about this? You want to catch a mouse together? There could be a big reward in it for you.
Tom's thought bubble shows Cage Jerry equals grand piano. The room window shatters completely. Into Bro's office.
Sir, I instructed her to get rid of an animal, not find another.
Here's how I see it, sir. We have a mouse problem at this hotel.
Jerry hides in a corner.
So we could hire an exterminator to have him tramp up and down this whole hotel, just filling it with his poison, and alerting Ben and Prita to the possibility of vermin at their wedding. Or we could leverage millions of years of predatory prey evolution and choose a more subtle and eco-friendly solution.
Tom beams.
That's why I brought on Tom.
You brought on... She's a temp. She doesn't even have hiring power.
It's what we did at the Dorsey, sir.
Really?
That is not what they did at the Dorsey. Why don't I ask Mrs. Pennybaker?
Who wouldn't want you to ask Mrs. Pennybaker from the Dorsey?
Why don't I call her right now, huh?
Absolutely not. No one's calling anyone. Word gets out that we're thinking of hiring a cat. Well, the mouse problem could leak. And if word gets out that we're refusing to hire a cat, Peter will be here before you can say discriminatory practices.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think outside the box, Terrence. Could he wear a hat?
Excuse me, sir?
Could he wear a jaunty hat and perhaps a name tag? I think that'd be adorable.
One second.
Tom shakes his head.
Sir, you can't be serious. A hat?
As you can see, he would love to wear a hat in a name tag.
Well, then I think this is a creative and elegant solve, Kayla.
Thank you, sir. As do I.
That'll be all. Thank you.
Now, in slow motion, Kayla rounds a corner in a corridor. Tom slides in behind her wearing a name tag and a bellboy hat, which he adjusts as he follows her with an exaggerated swagger. Kayla smiles down at him. She crouches before him.
You got a picture name tag. There you go. Yeah.
Tom puffs his chest.
You look good.
I figured out who you are.
Terrence walks over.
Who am I?
You're one of those millennials that thinks they can get whatever they want, whenever they want, without working for it. Preferably with free shipping.
Who doesn't like free shipping?
This is a cutthroat $200 billion industry. And I've clawed my way all the way to the middle. And I don't intend on stopping there, okay? You better hope this little cat plan works, because if it doesn't, I'll make sure you never work in New York City again. And that goes for you too, Tom. Yes, you. Enjoy while it lasts, cause...
He motions between his eyes and Tom, mimicking him. Tom pokes himself in the eyes. Terrence leaves.
This is just a test, Tom. He doesn't think that we can do it.
Tom finds a note reading, "Congratulations on your new job. Come and get me, J Mouse."
We're different, Tom. We don't go down easy. All right, I'm gonna start in the lobby.
Tom slips into the kitchen.
Tom.
Following a string attached to the note, Tom reaches a closed door. As he tugs hard, Jerry arrives with a baseball bat and prods his foot. Tom takes the bat with a grateful smile, then walks through the door and whacks an occupant. It's Spike.
Okay, all right. You done?
Tom tries to flee, but Spike grabs him. A bump forms on the dog's head. Tom tries to push it back in, then swats at it with the bat.
Listen here, kitty cat. I don't like being pounded, capiche? I see you again, I bash your head in.
Spike, get back here. Spike drops Tom and heads in, then comes back out.
Saw you again.
Meanwhile, Toots watches Jerry make off with items stolen from Preeta and Ben's suite. Jerry freezes. Glancing back, he gives a sheepish grin. Toots scowls at him. Jerry takes off. Toots cracks her neck, then leaps into the air and lands before him. As he runs for the spray bottle, she pins his tail down. He sprays her in the eyes. He squeezes through a vent's grill, hopping around as she sticks her paw in after him. Grabbing him, she tries to pull him back through the grill.
Toots!
With a menacing look, the cat drops Jerry.
There you are, girl. What are you doing? It's looking all over for you.
Meanwhile,
Tom, what are you doing in the lobby?
Tom scans the area.
Oh, I see you becoming the hunter, feeling the hunted.
He sniffs around.
Yeah, there we go. Tracking the trail. Yeah, you smell those little paws. Yep. Gosh, Tom. I mean, be the predator. Yeah.
He scribbles on a notepad.
Okay, why are you drawing a... Look, I...
He holds up his sketch.
Oh. Tom, that is a wanted, dead or alive. That is a stick figure of a mouse, and your E's are backwards. That's never gonna work.
You're looking for a mouse?
Gosh, I... Yes, Joy. Yeah.
Well, have you checked the tiny little door on the 10th floor?
She beams. Kayla eyes a smirking Tom, who shines his name tag. Later.
At first I thought, whoa, Joey, you became really big. When did that happen? But then I saw another door that was normal size and thought, okay, so one of your eyeballs got small. But then I blinked a ton and realized, no, Joey, just this door was really small. So I cut up a towel to make tiny little towels and left them here.
She stops.
But now they're gone.
She and Kayla approach a tiny door in a hallway.
Thank you, Joey. You are a fascinating creature.
Me? Fascinating? I like that.
Joy leaves. Jerry opens the door, sporting towels around his waist and head.
Listen here, punk. Then I gotta check.
Jerry reopens the door, having discarded his towels. He holds up a business card.
What? You want me to grab it? Thank you.
It reads Jerry Mouse.
Oh, wow, this is so detailed. What kind of tiny printer or... And it's scented? What?
Kayla returns the card.
Listen here, Mr. Mouse.
Jerry points to the card.
Jerry, I need this job. So, simply put, this is a hotel, and you're a mouse. So, you gotta go.
Jerry shakes his head.
Well, if that's how you feel about it, I'll have to introduce you to my enforcer.
Tom stomps over from the end of the hallway. He stops before Jerry's door. Kayla crosses her arms, smiling. Jerry laughs. Growing beet red, Tom lunges for the mouse, who runs between Kayla's feet.
Oh my gosh!
Tom chases Jerry around Kayla's legs. The mouse moves toward his opening in the wall, and Tom races after him.
No!
Jerry moves the opening, and Tom crumples against the wall like an accordion. Jerry strolls through his ears, back into his suite.
You do not get to beat up my enforcer! Open up the door! Open up!
In his suite, Jerry reads a book in his bathtub.
Kayla!
No! What do you need, sir?
Meet me in the bridal suite immediately.
Right away, sir.
She eyes Tom.
You figure out a solution to get that mouse out of here!
In his tub, Jerry spits out a stream of water, then shakes a shampoo bottle over his head. Finding it empty, he tosses it aside, drapes himself in a towel, and climbs out of the tub. In the bridal suite, Ben plays on a golf simulator.
Come on in!
Terrence enters with a package.
Hey, guys!
Spike chews on a bone.
Sorry, it's sort of the wedding situation room up here.
Kayla carries a stack of presents.
Terrence, you were right. This simulator's amazing.
Ah.
It really replicates how bad I am at golf.
Oh, I see that.
I haven't seen this many shanks since I was in prison. White-collar crime, but,
Baby, do you want to maybe take a little break?
Or, if you want to do something together, we can go scuba diving in Tahiti. We could go hang gliding in the Alps. Or we could go to this alien planet and just sort of shoot some aliens.
Kayla, you can just put those down. Sorry, wait. Just right behind you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Terrence, actually, can I grab that one from you?
Oh, good. It's heavy.
I think this might be it. Just a little bit of a surprise for me and the missus. Let's see. By the way, while I have you, Terrence, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
What do you think about elephants?
Elephants? I think they are majestic and noble creatures.
No, I mean for the wedding.
Oh, at the wedding? Real elephants?
Yeah, I sort of thought it might be fun.
Babe, I never said that they wouldn't be fun.
Terrence sees Toots clawing a chair.
Maybe, you know, maybe we'll do elephants. Maybe we do elephants.
Have you, considered maybe a smaller animal like a... Like a hamster?
Hamster?
Oh, what? Cute.
We were gonna ride in on it, though. Can you ride a hamster?
Oh, yes. I mean, as long as you have enough of them, you can ride them silly.
Huh. Great. Yeah. Well, that's something to consider, too.
Babe, if getting elephants at the wedding would make you happy...
You being happy would make me happy.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, get the elephants.
All right. We're gonna get the elephants.
Great! We'll do the elephants!
Ben opens his package.
Boom.
Oh, it's a motorized skateboard. I love those.
It's got, you know, Wi-Fi.
Why does a skateboard need Wi-Fi?
Why the fi not?
See what I'm dealing with? Oh, hello.
Excuse
hey.
Me.
Yeah, he's right here.
Who is it?
My dad.
What? Do I look okay?
For a phone call, yes.
Right. One second.
Ben takes the call.
Hello, Mr. Mehta. You sound like you look amazing.
If you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to call.
Yes,
we'll help you accordingly.
You know what, Terrence? Spike got into some burritos earlier, and well, I was, you know, do you mind?
Of course.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Can you?
Actually, I would love to keep Kayla and maybe run through some bridesmaids-related stuff with her, you know, coordinating colors.
Sure. I have a very good eye.
No, that's fine. I'll just run through it all with Kayla.
Terrence eyes Spike, who grabs his own leash.
Here we go. I got to go.
Very well.
Terrence moves to the dog.
Thank you, Terrence.
Spike runs out of the suite. Clinging to the leash, Terrence casts a helpless glance toward the women as Spike calls an elevator, then drags him off. In the balcony.
So, what are your bridesmaids' colors?
I lost my ring.
The big one?
Yeah, my big one, my only one.
How?
Well, I was on my way to the spa, and Ben had told me to put it in the safe because he's always convinced that I'm gonna lose it.
But you did lose it.
Yeah, I mean, I misplaced it. I thought first someone must have taken it, but...
And would you say that it is still in the spa?
Or the pool, or the lounge. I was all over the place today, but I don't want Ben to know that it was ever missing.
Really? I won't always be all adorable and understanding about it.
Babe, that was a really big ring.
Ah,
understand. Hey! Hi!
Hi!
What did my dad want?
Nothing. He was just, we were just kind of bonding.
Great.
Returning Prita's phone, he notices her bare finger.
Where's your ring?
Which ring?
Your engagement ring? The giant one that I gave you for love?
Oh, the thing is,
it's a funny story, actually, sir. I actually took it, yes, I did, to go get cleaned.
Oh.
I took it to go get a scrub-a-dub and be all shiny for the wedding. Bright as diamond.
Great, that's actually very thoughtful. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
By the way, we really want to put some kind of gratuity for you on the bill.
Whatever you see fit, sir.
Love you guys.
Love you.
In different ways.
Prita waves as he leaves.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Outside, Spike bounds down the sidewalk with Terrence hanging onto the leash.
Stop!
Spike freezes in the middle of a road.
No, wait.
Uh-oh.
What?
Here it comes.
Are you okay?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No! Oh, come on, stop the beeping. You're making him self-conscious. How many burritos did you eat? Oh! I see what you did.
Terrence pulls out a poop bag and crouches, grimacing.
I'm scooping the poop, huh? You saw he did it on purpose. Let's go.
Spike drags him off. In the hotel behind a door marked no entry, Tom works intently at a drawing board. Using a ruler, he makes a final note in an elaborate plan which features Jerry's stick figure surrounded by equations and drawings. Meanwhile, Jerry rolls a shampoo bottle across the floor.
Joy? Hey, Kayla. Oh, how's the mouse hunt going?
Oh, it's going. By the way, quick.
Jerry moves to a vent.
Say a VIP person lost a ring and someone wanted to look for said ring without raising any eyebrows. Where would you say that person should look?
Oh my God, I love riddles. Well, if I were that someone, but I'm not. But I could be. Who knows? One day, one can only dream. VIP.
Kayla eyes her expectantly.
Sorry, back to the question. It would depend on the size of the object. Is it a car? Is it alive? Could it be a dog? I mean, I lose things all the time. I lost my baby brother last week. Don't tell anyone, please, because I was like, Joey, where are you? Please, and then thank the Lord.
Joy opens her eyes to find Kayla gone. She resumes pushing a luggage cart. Behind the vent, Jerry wears a pensive expression. Later, carrying the shampoo bottle into his wall suite, he sets it down, then eyes Preeta's ring dangling from a hook in the ceiling. As Jerry climbs a makeshift table to take the ring down, vapors waft under his door and into his suite. He drops the ring and floats in a trance-like state, following the scent. Left on the table, the ring glows brilliantly in the light. Outside, Tom peeks out from behind a potted plant, smirking. Jerry exits his suite and floats over to a block of cheese sitting in the middle of the hallway. His smile fades as he sees a string leading from the cheese to an elaborate trap in the elevator lobby. Carrying the cheese toward his suite, Jerry sets off the trap. A hairdryer switches on, blowing air at a wooden spoon tied up in a wet cloth. The spoon turns, wringing the cloth. The water flows into a coffee maker, which dispenses coffee into a cup, which in turn presses down on an iron until it burns a hole in a piece of cloth. The iron falls, launching a fork from a cup. The fork lodges in a ceiling fan and knocks over a row of skincare products on a high shelf. A roll of toilet paper falls from the shelf, knocking a cloche off a plate to reveal a chattering teeth toy, which drops onto a scale, lifting a candle flame up to a taut rope. The rope spans the entire setup. Threaded through multiple hoops, it ends in a cage hanging right over Jerry's head. The mouse looks up at it and gulps. The cage drops on him. Tom inverts a wooden box over the cage, then wraps it up in chains before slapping a label on it, reading, "Hazardous, do not touch." Now, the box sits in the back of a truck. The truck moves off, bearing the words Global Speedy Air Delivery across its back doors. Tom waves from the loading dock. Later, he boards up Jerry's suite.
Besides, that is never going to come out, that minuscule sociopath.
Tom shakes a finger, then mimes to Kayla.
What do you mean he's gone?
Tom dusts his hands.
Like gone? Are you sure?
He nods. They both dance.
Yes! Booyah, Tom! Oh! More hungover you than I...
Tom slaps Kayla's hand, then drops his hammer like a mic. In the lobby.
Mr. Dubrow, I am delighted to inform you that the job that we hired Tom for... it is completed.
Oh, wonderful. Now we just have to figure out how to let him go without triggering an equal employment issue.
Oh.
Well, I should probably look into severance packages.
Right.
Maybe a month of tuna.
Because he's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
At the reception desk.
And if there's any way to make sure the guests get these as soon as they check in, just because...
The bride's taking quite a shine to you.
I don't know. I mean, whatever I can do to help with the wedding craziness. They seem really stressed out with it all.
If anything, the ceremony is the perfect test for a relationship. Because you can promise all you want in the vows. When it comes down to it, it's how you handle the pressure of the planning. Some couples rise to the challenge, and others fall.
He walks off.
I should write that down.
Now, a musician plays a piano as Kayla approaches the bar.
So, did Tom tell you the good news?
The mouse problem has officially been handled.
Hey, she came, she saw, she exterminated.
Yeah. So, how about we celebrate?
Flat Club Soda coming right up.
Yeah, there we go. The real wild stuff.
The musician vacates the piano and Tom takes over.
Wow, those little paws move quick, huh?
Should be his manager.
I mean, sure, why not? Maybe they'll see how much I'm killing it and bring me on permanently to run everything?
Okay, so somebody thinks they can skip a few steps?
Mm-mm. No, it's just... I mean, where I came from, there were no real opportunities.
Where's that?
A small town in Penn State. Picture seeing your whole future in front of you and you can't stand it. That was me there. I just wanted to find that thing that made me feel...
important?
Yeah. New York seemed like the right place to look for it.
Well, I mean, I've heard about your resume.
About that.
Hey, come on, don't be shy. Whatever shot you're looking for, you deserve. You know, you're proof that it takes more than a fancy resume to make it big in New York, right?
Guilty as charged.
Nearby, Tom plays soulfully. He spots Toots at the front desk. His pupils turn to hearts. He sings.
Woo! Well, don't you know, baby? Child, don't you know, baby? Oh, don't you know, baby?
Jerry appears at the corner of the piano covered in packaging material. Devil Tom materializes with a turntable. Jerry mimes gagging, then angrily removes a fragile sticker from his body. He rolls a bowling ball to the edge of the piano, right over Tom's fingers on the keys. Jerry pushes the ball over the edge. Tom yelps. Prita leaves with Toots.
Okay, come on, baby. Thank you so much.
Toots gives Tom a coy look. Seeing Jerry bouncing over the keyboard, Tom pounds on it.
Oh my gosh.
Kayla hurries over to the cat and mouse fighting at the piano.
Stop it! Both of you! Why is he alive? Why is he here? It's over, Jerry. I'm calling in the poison guys.
Jerry produces the ring.
Why do you have Prita's ring? Have you had it this entire time? Give it to me. Now, drop the ring.
Tom grabs him. Jerry tugs on his face, and it snaps back around his head.
What do you want for it, Jerry?
The mouse points a finger down.
You want to stay here, you little con artist. Fine. We can discuss this on my terms.
As Terrence returns with Spike, Kayla glances over, then finds Jerry gone.
Where did he go? Tom, where did he go? Find him.
Stop.
Now!
Spike bounds to the bar.
I'm the boss.
Spike sees Tom. The cat flashes a nervous smile.
Why do I see temporary employees socializing on hotel property in the middle of their shift?
We were just...
Terrence was celebrating. You know, the hotel's mouse problem's taken care of.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Teamwork is dreamwork, right?
Yeah, it's taken care of, right, Tom? It is so taken care of.
Something moves in Kayla's pocket.
Tom?
Well, what is he doing?
He's not doing nothing.
Why are you acting nervous?
Huh?
You're acting nervous.
I'm not acting nervous.
No? What's in your pocket?
Terrence reaches in.
Terrence.
Wait. No, he's in
Terrence,
the pocket.
What are you doing?
The monster's in the pocket.
Tom follows Jerry over the bar counter, and Spike leaps after them, dragging Terrence back and forth across the counter. He bumps into a patron.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He falls to the floor as the animals jump back over the counter and chase each other. Clinging to Spike's leash, Terrence gets dragged across the floor toward the brawling trio. He scrambles to his feet, facing a whirling dust cloud from which the animals emerge intermittently. The dust cloud moves across the lobby.
Oh no!
Debris flies, making Kayla wince.
No!
Terrence gets sucked into the dust cloud, inside which Jerry whirls around while Spike fights with Tom. The hotel's patrons look on, wide-eyed. Jerry blows a raspberry just as a piece of debris knocks Terrence out of the dust cloud. An elevator opens. Joy scrambles out of the way as the dust cloud enters the elevator. From the floor, Terrence watches the doors close. Everyone's gaze travels upward. Getting to his feet, Terrence sees a crack running across the ceiling. The dust cloud crashes through the domed glass of the atrium and lands in the middle of the reception area.
Oh.
Spike and Tom emerge. An item falls on Tom. Debris rains down on Spike. Terrence sees Joy beside him. He walks off. Spike eyes Tom.
This is definitely your bed.
Frowning, Kayla reaches into her pocket and pulls out Preeta's ring, which she eyes with a furrowed brow. An overhead view looking down at Spike and Tom among the debris slowly pulls away. It rises past the hole in the glass ceiling to find Jerry on top of the dome, carefully walking away. Later. Tom tries to eavesdrop from outside Dubrow's office. Seated in a chair, Tom taps debris out of his ear.
It's an embarrassment to the hotel, and it's an insult to you. That's how serious this matter is, sir.
I agree.
Terrence sneers at Kayla.
Terrence, I'm placing you on leave.
What?
It's clear that the magnitude of this wedding has overwhelmed you, and you're in something of a state. I think a break...
Hold on a sec. Let me make sure that we're on the same page here regarding the basic facts of this. The cat that she forced us to hire failed to catch the mouse.
Kayla said she got rid of the mouse. Isn't that right?
That is what I said.
Ah! That is what you said, but that is not what you did. The mouse that caused all that destruction to our lobby is still in the hotel. I saw him in the animal tornado.
Terrence, listen to yourself. No one saw a mouse.
I saw the mouse!
But they did see you acting erratically towards Miss Forrester after bringing the groom's bulldog into a bar.
She brought the kitty cat to the bar too.
Tom is an employee. He has a name tag.
This is insane. I'm going insane right now.
Well, you're certainly acting insane. You caused tens of thousands of dollars of damage to the hotel. You've terrified our guests, and now you're attempting to frame it as Kayla's fault?
You know what? You can't do this. You can't fire the event manager in the middle of an event.
Please leave on your own merits, Terrence. I don't want to have to call security.
Please don't do this.
Dubrow takes Terrence's name tag.
Okay. Okay.
He sweeps items off a desk.
Oh, my days.
And I'm not picking it up.
Outside, Tom cleans his ears with his tail.
Get your tail out of your ears. It's disgusting.
Back inside.
Well, this is a disaster. Firing our events manager before the biggest and most important event this hotel has thrown in years. The only reason I felt comfortable asking Terrence to take leave is because we have someone with your wealth of experience here.
With the what now?
I got a call from Miss Preeta. She told me that you quietly found a very important missing item she was looking for.
Uh-huh.
You're multi-talented, Kayla. Do you think you can handle the role of interim events manager?
Are you kidding? Yes, of course.
It's a massive endeavor.
Sir, massive endeavor is my middle name. It's Judith. But you get the point.
I know you're new, but your employment history convinces me you're qualified to take this on. And who knows? If this weekend goes well, we may be discussing a more permanent position on Monday.
I can't imagine anything that could possibly mess this up.
On the hotel's roof, Tom chases after Jerry with an axe. Dodging the blows, Jerry fires a slingshot at Tom, who picks up a chainsaw.
Stop it! You guys gotta stop fighting. It's like you've been doing this for years.
Tom puts the saw down.
Listen, first of all, thank you for the ring.
Jerry smiles.
Helpful to have it back after you stole it. Never mind. Remember when I said to the both of you that letting you stay here wasn't up to me? Well...
She shows her business card.
If you look right there...
Tom takes it.
I'm in charge now. All right, and this wedding, it's a huge responsibility. It's the shot that I've been waiting for, and I can't screw it up. So you two, you gotta go.
The duo's faces fall. Kayla averts her gaze.
Stop looking at me like that.
Jerry blows his nose into a handkerchief.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can stay here. But not like this. Uh-uh. That little mess you caused downstairs, it's a disaster. You know what? You want to stay, right? Fine.
one condition. You two have to prove to me that you can coexist together and stay as far away from here as possible. Got it?
They nod.
So tomorrow, I'm gonna plan an entire day for you two to spend together.
Their jaws drop.
Out there in the Big Apple. And if you do this, you guys can stay.
They beam.
Do we have a deal?
The two eye each other, then nod.
Your car will be here at 9 a.m. Don't be late.
She walks off. Moving to a railing, the animals stare out at the city's lights glowing all around them. Daytime. An aerial view takes in the Statue of Liberty. Tom exits the hotel and inhales deeply. He eyes tiny revolving doors to his right, then pulls his fur up like a sleeve to check his wrist. As Jerry strolls out snacking, Tom frowns and taps his foot impatiently. Jerry waves to him, and the two of them move toward the curb. Tom salutes Gavin as they pass him. Both animals freeze at the sight of a luxury SUV waiting for them. They grin, then each courteously waves the other through. Tom relents and jumps into the car, only for Jerry to pull the door shut on his tail. The car drives away.
Okay, guys, please, everyone.
In the hotel, Kayla stands facing a gaggle of employees.
Any true emergencies? True emergencies. Let's just go around the room one at a time.
I just caught my finger in the door. And...
Okay, please, seriously. Just shut up, please.
Jackie turns from Leo.
Madam Kadra, are we sure the mouse is gone? Rumors are the guest list includes a Michelin restaurant inspector. So one slip up and me and my son are out on the streets.
Jackie, rest assured, the mouse is currently being taken care of. Anyone else have any other problems?
Did you address the elephant this year?
Cameron. Yes, I addressed the elephant in the room. You weren't here for it.
Yeah, no, I mean literally.
An enormous truck stands parked in front of the hotel's entrance. As Kayla approaches with Cameron and Joy, a man with a clipboard climbs out.
Where you want him?
Pardon, the elephants?
Can't leave him in the truck.
No, that would be inhumane. They can be parked at valet.
Relax, Cecil.
Kayla flashes a nervous smile. Meanwhile, the black SUV turns a corner. Inside, Jerry presses a button and the car's sunroof opens. He holds up a phone to Tom, who grins and stands up through the roof. As he battles strong winds, a traffic light ahead changes to red. The driver slams the brakes and Tom flies into the signal, which turns green, the light shining through his eyes. Jerry takes a selfie with Tom in the light at the hotel.
Okay, how about we go ahead and put all the birds in the staff room?
The animal wranglers said this time of year they need room to socialize and mate.
A peacock displays his feathers.
I think they've socialized enough, Joy. This is a wedding after all, not spring break. So let's just go ahead and put them in the staff room.
Joy tries herding the birds.
What sound do peacocks make?
I mean, I think that sounds right.
At a museum, Tom and Jerry stand looking at a diorama of an animated saber-toothed cat chasing a prehistoric mouse. Tom grins and mimes having fangs. Jerry playfully snarls at Tom, who jumps backward, upsetting one of the stanchions around a dinosaur skeleton, which vibrates precariously. Jerry points to a small bone on the floor. Tom replaces it, and the skeleton stops shaking. Jerry gives a thumbs up. The skeleton resumes wobbling and collapses on Tom, who emerges with the dinosaur skull on his head. Tom scrolls through photos of him and Jerry at various tourist attractions. At a market filled with crates of animated fish and other sea creatures, the friends watch a man toss a fish to another. As the first man lifts a tuna fish, Jerry gives Tom two thumbs up. Tom leaps into the air, catching the fish in his mouth and flying backward into a stack of crates. He pulls the fishbone out of his mouth. At the hotel, Preeta scrolls past the pair's photos.
Kayla, come on already.
Oh, gosh, I so regret saying yes to this.
She emerges in a pink lehenga.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, my God. You look incredible.
Thank you. Well... we are a full-service hotel here, be it dog walking or quite even possibly saving someone's lost ring. Is there anything else I can help you with, m'lady?
Oh, no, thank you. This wedding is bonkers enough already.
Why don't you just say no?
Oh, we've just decided to avoid behaviors that might give the impression that we're fighting.
But what about when it's just you two?
I mean, we disagree, of course, about how big the wedding should be.
Wow.
But I guess there was so much pressure to maintain an image that somewhere we forgot how to fight.
Ben really loves you, Preeta.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. It's just that when he goes big. And I love that about him.
Yeah.
But I have this feeling that this small Indian wedding is gonna be a great big disaster.
In a stadium, Tom and Jerry take their seats.
Beautiful day at Yankee Stadium. Top of the ninth inning, two out, and the Yankees up by one. Big Alex Gordon at the plate. That ball is crushed. This might be it.
Jerry hands Tom a glove.
The ball game may be over. The Yankees could move on, and oh, what's this? A hairy fan has reached over and caught the ball.
Mayhem unfolds at Yankee Stadium. Two baseball fans seated in right field interrupted what could have been the final out for the Yankees. The culprits were later taken away by animal control. In other news...
Watching the news at home, Terrence smiles. At the hotel, Joy and Kayla duck as a drone whizzes past.
Oh my gosh. Is that a drone?
Not just any drone. That was a CH-4000 military grade.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's harmless.
Joy?
Should I go?
Yes.
See what that...
Yes, Joy. Okay. Yes, Joy, go. Yep.
That was a scream.
It's harmless.
Yeah. Military things usually are.
I got this drone because I thought when Preeta and I come into the wedding on the elephants, that the drone could be kind of a... As I'm saying the words drone and elephant out loud to another human being, I'm wondering, is this a lot?
Wedding's been... They're already stressful enough, you know?
Yeah.
The important part is that Preeta, she can't wait to marry you. Just take it easy, you know? Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
You only got one shot at it.
Like, one chance to, like, get it right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So just go ahead and pull it back.
Yeah. Pull it back and just sort of... Let it rip. Like, really, just pull it way back and just explode out of it.
That is not what I was trying to say to you.
They said they disabled weapons.
There's weapons?
I'll make sure.
I found it. I found the... Oh, my God. Help me, help me, help me.
She found it. Don't look it in the eyes, Joy.
Now, a metal gate swings open, and an animal control officer carrying Tom and Jerry steps through.
Welcome to your new home, gentlemen.
Animals peer out of cages.
Hey, pipe down! Hey, you already been fed.
Hello.
A droopy dog wears a muzzle and a straitjacket. The officer throws the two newcomers in a cage and locks the door.
Get comfortable. You're gonna be here a while.
Have a nice stay.
Alley cats, come out and play.
That's the cat from the alley.
Well, 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 so we meet again. You know, you and me, we got some finished business to settle.
Dinner time.
Snack is what I like to call it.
Relax, you two. This won't take long. As long as you don't fight.
Jerry dodges a pair of paws reaching into the cage, and Tom saves him from another.
Are you gonna eat?
Why don't you be a good little kitty and hand them over before I stop being nice?
Yeah, well, what are you, like friends or something?
Go ahead. Eat them now.
If we can't eat them, you gotta eat them.
Tom eyes Jerry.
Looks like a nice snack.
Chew, eat, chew, chew, chew.
Jerry tries to escape. Tom drops the mouse into his mouth. Jerry's eyes narrow in the dark.
Is it as good as it looks? What are you waiting for? Chew.
Jerry lights a match. Smoke escapes Tom's closed lips.
If you don't start chewing...
Jerry roasts a marshmallow.
Wait a minute. Something ain't right. Open your mouth!
You heard him! Open your trap!
The cat!
Jerry peers out through Tom's eye as the officer looks in.
You gotta visit him.
Jerry pops out and punches Tom.
He didn't even eat him!
Mouse, you got one too.
Now, seated in an interrogation room, Tom sweats as he eyes a clock ticking on a wall.
Hola, Tom.
Terrence sits opposite him.
How are they treating you? This place is sad. Horrible.
With Jerry.
Just it?
The mouse crosses his arms and looks away.
Oh, you don't want it? Here's the deal. I know you want to come back to the hotel.
and I can help you do it. As you may already know, Kayla's been put in charge of the wedding, and yeah, it's a tough job. That's why she sent me here to bring you back, so you can help. But there's a catch. I can only take one of you. You know what your friends say?
Tom stares.
It is your fault. Maybe I shouldn't say this, you know? It says you smell like tuna and cheesy food.
To Jerry.
He also said that you're emotionally unavailable.
Jerry drops a coin.
He also wants to stay here and rot. You put me in such a tough position. As you already know, I can only take one of you back to the hotel. Will it be the cat or the mouse? Okay, I've made my decision.
A split screen shows the two animals staring expectantly. Now, a pigeon faces us.
Check this out. In celebrity news, major commotion at the Royal Gate Hotel as New York's elite couple Preeta and Ben are tying the knot at a private intimate wedding.
The pigeon and two others fly toward the hotel as fireworks erupt in the sky over it. In a ballroom inside, guests mill around as Jackie places finishing touches on a multi-tiered cake adorned with flowers.
Ta-da!
Guests applaud.
Ta-da! Okay, no.
With a sigh of satisfaction, Jackie moves toward the kitchen. Two servers step out of his way. Meanwhile, Ben faces an older couple.
Mr. Mehta, what do you think?
You're not wearing a turban.
Is that a question or a statement? I didn't know if you wanted an answer. I've been getting really into cricket.
DeBro leans close to the groom.
You're doing great.
In a busy corridor.
How are we doing on the champagne?
We good. There's just a lot of it and not enough hands.
Okay.
Hey, bro, take these upstairs. I'll be up in a minute. You good?
Yeah. Things are...
Okay, on my way.
Meanwhile, Terrence opens a service door and peers down a corridor. He and Tom grab giant flowers from a tub and hide behind them as they sneak through the corridor. They pass Joy, who gazes after Terrence. In the ballroom, Kayla stands at the bar.
What?
I think I might have just pulled this off.
DeBro flashes her a thumbs up. The elephants wait just outside the ballroom.
All right, Malcolm. Game face. Look impressive.
FYI, I'm always ready.
LOL.
Ben, this feels so embarrassing.
Well, if it's any consolation, you look very beautiful. And in a way, you know, we're the elephants because we're never gonna forget this wedding. Here we go.
Curtains part, revealing the couple on Malcolm and Cecil. One guest waves. Kayla smiles.
Wow.
The elephants are normal in this kind of events.
Oh, we are an elephant-friendly establishment.
The guest nods. Others open boxes, releasing animated butterflies into the air. Spike snaps his teeth at one.
Wow. That's really beautiful.
Kayla grins at Cameron.
The elephants were a great choice.
Terrence peeks into the room.
Welcome back.
He lets Tom in. The cat surveys the spectacle with wide eyes.
Consider this wedding a welcome party. Just for you. Oh, no.
He spots Jerry with a stack of sweets.
What is Jerry doing here? Oh, that must be awkward. With all the horrible things he said about you, that you're not fit to work at the Royal Gate.
Tom, come on now. Let's not be insensitive. Oh, would you just leave him alone already?
Well, I got something to say.
Okay.
Go ahead and speak then. As I was saying.
A train barrels through Angel Tom.
Gotcha!
Now let's go finish what we started.
Tom bares his claws.
Have fun.
He cracks his knuckles and rolls his fur sleeves up, then marches off. Terrence retreats from the room, bouncing his head to the music. From the bar, Kayla spots Tom.
Why is Tom here? I don't see Jerry. Do you see Jerry?
No, I don't.
Hi. Isn't this great? Hey, look, your dad loves it. At least I think he's loving it. It's kind of hard to tell.
A drone flies up in front of the couple.
Smile for the drone cam.
Drone cam?
Yeah, they can put a cam on a drone.
Wait, are those peacocks?
Yeah, I think they might have just been part of the exotic bird package.
A Bengal tiger leaps up between the peacocks.
And even the tiger.
The tigers are a first.
I begged you to stop doing this stuff.
I'm sorry. That is the last surprise.
You just don't listen.
Listen to what?
Meanwhile, licking his fingers, Jerry spots Tom approaching. The two face off, scowling. Tom raises a mallet. Jerry adopts a martial arts stance. Tom pushes a button and the weapon grows bigger and spiked. Jerry flees and Tom chases after him, each strike of the mallet taking chunks out of the floor. As Jerry scurries onto the cake table, Tom freezes. Jerry licks some icing. Kayla eyes them from across the room.
No, Tom, don't do it.
Do it, Tom. Do it.
Peering out from the kitchen, Jackie sees Tom preparing to strike. Jerry peeks at the chef from around the cake.
You're dead, Mouse.
He strikes with a cricket bat. Chunks of cake go flying as Jerry runs around, dodging Jackie's blows. Jerry flies up and lands back in the cake. The mouse licks his hand delightedly, then pries himself out of the cake.
Yes!
As Jackie pummels the cake, Tom looks on gleefully. Jackie's swing sends Jerry flying across the room in slow motion. He lands between Malcolm's eyes and slides off his trunk.
OMG, is that a mouse?
WT?
Malcolm rears, throwing Preeta off.
Preeta!
Two guests catch her.
Mouse! 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 Mouse!
Cecil backs into a table and Ben falls off.
No, no, stay calm, everyone!
Mouse! Ah! Mouse! Mouse!
As the elephants skitter, Tom races after Jerry, who scurries between Malcolm's feet. Tom smacks into a giant leg.
Oh! Get off!
He kicks Tom, sending him tumbling across the room and into Spike.
You. No, me.
Tom and Spike flee from the tiger whose leash restrains him.
Mouse, 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 mouse.
Ben and Preeta eye each other across the room. The tiger spots Toots, who climbs onto a table beside a peacock. Toots leaps onto a hanging light fixture while the peacock flies into a champagne tower. A bottle cork strikes Malcolm's rear. He rears up, then runs amok, overturning tables. Meanwhile, Spike chases Tom, who chases Jerry as the elephants rampage around them.
Out of my way! Out of my way!
Toots clings to the light fixture, just out of the tiger's reach.
Malcolm! I'm coming to save you!
The elephants get sucked into a swirling dust cloud. A fleeing guest jostles Kayla, who grimaces as DeBro catches her eye. As the animals fight, guests usher away the bride, who shoots Ben a disappointed look.
Preeta!
Terrence enters the room, grinning at the mayhem. The tiger gets dragged into the swirling dust cloud. Cameron ushers the escaping guests.
Out the back door.
He spots Terrence leaving. In the lobby, a coffee cup vibrates in its saucer.
Oh,
no! Malcolm and Cecil burst out of the ballroom. Joy gapes. As people scramble for cover, the elephants race for the exit. They shatter the doors and run out onto the street. Gavin stares after them. Cars swerve out of the way as the giant creatures stampede down the street. The delivery man runs after them.
Cecil! Malcolm! Stop! Stop!
At the top of the building, the hotel sign flickers out. In the ballroom, DeBro stands with Ben while the staff cleans up.
What is he doing here?
Terrence is here because he tried to warn me about Kayla, who clearly lied about who she is.
No, sir. This was a misunderstanding. It was,
Under DeBro's stern gaze, she deflates.
No. Actually, it wasn't a misunderstanding.
Ben frowns.
Sir, when I came into your office that day, I had stolen someone else's resume and pretended that it was mine.
Terrence raises his eyebrows at her. Kayla glances at Cameron.
I don't have any qualifications for this.
Her brow furrows.
Or for anything, really.
You not only destroyed this wedding, but may have destroyed the future of this hotel.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps I could salvage this.
Don't bother.
Preeta trudges up to the group.
I just came here to inform Mr. DeBro that the wedding's off.
Ben stares as she turns and heads off.
Preeta.
Pausing, she faces Ben. She removes her engagement ring and places it in Ben's hand, giving him one last heartbroken look before leaving. As Ben eyes the ring, Jerry watches sadly from behind an overturned chair. The groom turns toward Kayla.
I guess we were both in over our heads.
Kayla stares at him, wearing an apologetic expression. Ben leaves.
Kayla, I don't get why you
I was gonna tell you, Cameron. I was gonna tell all of you the truth. I just wanted to prove to you all that I deserve this. That I could do this.
With a small shake of her head, she lowers her gaze.
I'm sorry.
She gives Cameron a final glance as she moves toward the exit. Jerry lowers his eyes. Clutching a broom, Tom watches Kayla stride past him in joy. His shoulders droop.
Here I stand, taking off my pride.
Outside, Kayla wheels a suitcase past Gavin.
And I run, with nowhere to
Meanwhile,
hide.
Tom lands face down in the back alley.
And don't even think about coming back!
Terrence glares at him.
You think I was gonna let some street animals live at the Royal Gate Hotel? No.
He closes the loading dock shutter.
Like the sun, shining through the rain.
A miserable Tom eyes his reflection in a puddle.
Sharing better days, I'd be lost.
Kayla crosses the street in the rain.
Thank God you're still here, and that's something beautiful.
Tom shelters in a cardboard box, wrapping his arms around himself. On a roof above, a pigeon sings.
That's something beautiful. Oh, that's something beautiful.
Taking flight, he passes lit skyscrapers.
Oh, that's something beautiful.
In the morning, sunlight bathes the buildings.
That's something beautiful.
A glum-faced Tom remains in his box.
That you are here, here with me. That's something beautiful.
Jerry appears with two coffee cups. Later, on a bench facing the Queensboro Bridge, they gesture enthusiastically to each other. Jerry holds up a flower. Tom spins the mouse, then fist bumps him. Meanwhile, Kayla walks through a market with Cameron.
Hey, thanks for meeting me. I know I wasn't very convincing yesterday, but what I was trying to say was I really am sorry. I still can't believe that I saw everything that woman accomplished on her resume. And I thought that my pure ambition was an even swap.
Come on, Kayla, everybody screws up.
It's just hard. I mean, every morning I wake up and I look at my phone and my news feed is filled with people who are our age and they're succeeding at what they're doing.
Well, maybe we just need to stop comparing ourselves to everybody and just work for it. Listen, Kayla, you're gonna get the skills. You already got the smarts, you got the funny, and you got the love of helping people.
Even if I wanted to make this right, I couldn't.
Well, maybe they can help convince you otherwise.
No, you two are the last people that I want to see right now.
Tom uses Jerry to wipe off a chalkboard sign.
What is all this?
He draws on the board.
I think that's Preeta and Ben?
Tom embellishes the drawing.
All right, you know what? Just cut the chalkboard out and tell me what's going on.
Tom mimes to her.
Okay, you and Jerry have an idea for what?
How did you...
Kayla holds up a finger. Jerry stretches his nose.
Elephants.
Cuckoo!
And peacocks? A big cake? Guys, are you just making fun of me?
Oh, is this like charades?
No.
Tom mimes walking with his fingers, then pulls Jerry close.
Come on.
I think what they're trying to tell us is that if we go back to the hotel, quickly salvage what we can, and we find a last-minute venue and some sort of befitting celebrant, we can fix this by putting on a makeshift wedding.
The animals smile and nod.
And you got all of that from that?
Yeah, we kind of understand each other now.
Let's do it.
What have we had to lose?
Now, exiting a subway station, Kayla spots Preeta leaving the hotel. Gavin helps her into an SUV. Kayla heads over. Behind her, Jerry hops onto Tom's head, and the two cross the street, nearly colliding with a cab.
Hey, where's Preeta going?
A doorman never tells. JFK.
Kayla turns to the animals.
Okay, guys, I know that you both don't get along, but now it's time to change that. So help me save this wedding and go catch that bride, okay? And bring her back here.
Inside, Terrence spots Kayla from the crowded reception desk.
What do you want?
I just need to talk to Ben for a minute.
No, don't you think you've done enough?
Ben, this wedding can still happen today.
How? I mean, everything's destroyed.
It doesn't matter. Brita never actually wanted any of this. She just wanted you to listen to her.
I don't think so.
Wait, someone once told me that a wedding is a couple's very first test. And some couples, well, they rise to that.
Stupid. What kind of idiot said that? I mean, seriously.
Me.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic.
You can rise, Ben. We can still pull this off.
Needless to say, everything at this hotel will be at your disposal. Except, of course, the hotel.
What about the garden across the street?
I'm sorry, garden?
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you mean Central Park?
Sure, whatever nickname you have for it.
That's actually an amazing idea. Joy, thank you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how about, Terrence, you and Ben get a guest list together and then let everyone know where to meet us?
You expect me to assist you after what you've done to this hotel?
I think we both did some things that we regret to keep our jobs.
Tom and Jerry told me what she did.
Terrence shifts uneasily.
I'm not gonna tell anybody.
Okay, thank you.
If Tom and Jerry can be out there working together, then so can we.
In the SUV, Preeta and Toot sit holding their phones. Preeta declines a call from Ben. Behind them, Tom and Jerry speed down the street on Ben's motorized skateboard.
Roger, roger. Over. Come in, Tom and Jerry. I know you can't talk, but I'm sure you can hear me. Preeta's on Lexington, and it looks like she's headed for the Midtown Tunnel.
Jerry points the way. Tom presses a button, and the skateboard speeds up, swerving precariously around vehicles. Green light, go! Tom flattens himself on the board, covering his and Jerry's eyes as they zoom under two cars crossing an intersection. Veering left, the animals flip off a curb, traveling over a railing, and bounce off a taxi's hood. Tom tumbles off the board and races to catch up, slamming between two cars moving in parallel. The gap narrows, squeezing him out and back onto the board with Jerry.
No, wait, they're actually making a left turn on 57th. They're going for the Queensboro Bridge.
Spotting roadworks ahead, the friends use a sign as a ramp. Jerry rides the board through a concrete pipe while Tom sails over it. They emerge on a perpendicular road.
Guys, you have to get them before they make it to the bridge. Hello? Ugh, this no talking thing is really getting old.
Jerry holds up a remote control. Tom steers the board up a plank at a construction site, launching Jerry into the air. Soaring upward like a gymnast, the mouse drops the remote. Tom gets back on the road and catches the remote while Jerry does a graceful backflip onto Ben's drone. Hanging from the drone's frame, Jerry glides through the air as Tom maneuvers the device from behind with the remote. Reaching the SUV, the drone hovers over it as Jerry, attached to a cable, swan dives through the open sunroof. He blows a raspberry at Toots as the cable pulls him back up. Leaping through the roof, Toots grabs the cable between her teeth.
Stop the car!
Preeta gets out and watches the drone make a U-turn, swinging Jerry and Toots through the air as it carries them off. On the ground, Tom takes a turn around the SUV. Preeta climbs back in.
Follow them, let's go! Jump to the
rhythm as hard as smiling, Tom maneuvers the drone, now flying in front of him. The SUV follows.
Could you keep up? Great job, guys. I'm sending you a new location.
Tom consults the GPS on his skateboard, then does an expert flip and speeds off past the hotel with the SUV in tow. As he rolls into Central Park, Preeta gets out of the car and eyes the drone.
Toots! Come back!
But can you rock it like rocket fuel?
Moments later, running through the park, Preeta notices a floral archway with a sign reading, Preeta and Ben. Descending a series of stone steps to the archway, she walks through it, emerging in a modestly decorated clearing where the wedding guests stand gathered along with a few hotel staff. Kayla approaches her with a bouquet of flowers.
Kayla, what is going on?
Hear me out. I know yesterday was a disaster, but I promise you that most of the chaos was because of me. And them.
Toots lands in Tom's arms.
But just like me,
the drone crashes.
They've changed their ways.
Preeta's cat slaps Tom and stalks off.
But Preeta, I really think we have the chance to make this right.
Kayla turns to Ben, who steps between his and Preeta's parents as he approaches. Kayla hands the bouquet to the hesitant bride.
Good luck.
Spike looks on from beside Terrence, who goes to pet him.
Listen, Creed, I'm sorry. Okay, I wanted to give you the wedding of your dreams, but at some point it drifted into my dreams and your father's dreams, and then your father was in my dreams, and one of them, he was riding a tiger. It was really weird. And then I'm sorry that I didn't just shut up and listen to what you wanted.
What I want is you. It's only ever been that.
Tom winks at Jerry.
Going forward, I promise fewer surprises, and I promise more truth. Because honestly, I love you. Will you please take this back?
Spike passes gas. Terrence gags.
And will you marry me again, but better this time?
Ben slides the ring back onto Preeta's finger and they kiss. Tom and Jerry share a fist bump. Later, the couple kisses on a stage in their wedding outfits, with Spike and Toots looking on from nearby. The elephants and peacocks stand by the stage in front of which the guests dance. The tiger stalks over to his fellow animals. He puts on a bellboy's hat. At the food table, Tom points to his open mouth. Jerry hurls a macaron into it before eating one himself. Nearby, Preeta's father lifts Ben as he hugs him. Kayla smiles.
No, it wasn't all Thomas and Jerome. I know you had a hand in it, too. You were right from the beginning. A resume is just a piece of paper. You have to give someone a chance to find out what they can do.
I agree.
Yes, you did a very good job.
Thank you, Terrence. On that note, I would love to introduce you to Miss Linda Perrybottom.
Miss Deborah?
The real owner of the resume.
Hello.
You must be Terrence.
I am.
Josephine Penny Baker, the daughter, says the most wonderful things about you.
Oh, she does. Quite an impressive resume. I guess I'll see you in my office tomorrow. Or, in Mr. Dubrow's office tomorrow.
Linda smiles. As she leaves, Terrence stares after her.
Thank you, Kayla. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. And I won't let you down. Good luck, Terrence.
He smiles and nods. At the table, Tom and Jerry clink glasses and drink while Toots leaps onto a nearby piano and settles down on top of it. Jerry gestures encouragingly to Tom, who gulps and heads over at the bar.
All right, I think we actually might have pulled this off. Maybe.
Oh, definitely.
Cameron hands Kayla a glass.
Champagne. Cheers.
In her fishbowl, Goldie holds a shell shaped like a glass and winks. Tom plays the piano for Toots. Jerry's eyes widen. Jumping onto the keyboard, he dances over the keys. Tom shoves him off, but Jerry clings to the edge. Hopping back up, he glares at Tom, then presses a button on Tom's stool. The seat springs up, and Tom hits a branch overhead before crashing through the piano. He shakes off a mouthful of keys, then chases after Jerry. Nearby, Spike prepares to bite into a bone. Jerry tosses it to Tom, causing the dog's teeth to shatter. Tom whacks him on the head and takes off. Spike considers two sets of dentures, then dons the one with bigger teeth.
Come here, pussycat! You're ruining the whole thing!
He chases Tom, who chases Jerry. He grabs Tom. Noticing the staring guests, he pats him. Tom kisses Jerry.
Sorry, nothing to see here.
Tom pulls down a curtain reading, The End. Jerry bites his finger and Tom runs after him with a bat. He flees as Jerry comes after him with a chainsaw, slashing the curtain to bits. Remaining opening titles. Casting by Lucinda Sison, CDG, CSA. Costume designer Allison McCosh. Animation supervisor Michael Eames. Visual effects supervisor Fraser Churchill. Music supervisor Keir Lehman. Music by Christopher Lennertz. Edited by Peter S. Elliott, ACE. Production designer James Hambidge. Director of photography Alan Stewart. Based on characters created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera. Executive producers Tim Story, Adam Goodman, Stephen Harding. Executive producers Sam Register, Jesse Ehrman, Allison Abate. Produced by Chris DeFaria, PGA. Written by Kevin Costello. Directed by Tim Story. More titles appear. Thomas D. Catt as himself. Jerome A. Mouse as himself. Bobby Cannavale as Spike. Nikki Jam as Butch. Plastic Cup Boys are the Alley Cats. Joey Wells as Lightning. Naeem Lin as Meathead. Harry Ratchford as Topsy. Spank Horton as Ash. Lil Rel Howery as Angel Devil Tom. Utkarsh Ambukar as Real Estate Rat. Tim Story as Pigeon Announcer. Credits roll. Unit Production Manager, Stephen Harding. First Assistant Director, Will Dodds. Second Key Assistant Director, Gail Dickey. Visual Effects Producer, Rich Yeomans. Animation Producer, Ryan Delaney. Cast, Kayla, Chloe Grace Moretz. Terrence, Michael Pena. Tom, himself. Jerry, himself. Cameron, Jordan Bolger. Mr. Dubrow, Rob Delaney. Joy the Bell Girl, Patsy Ferran. Preeta, Pallavi Sharada. Ben, Colin Jost. Mrs. Mehta, Somi D'Souza. Mr. Mehta, AJ Chabra. Mr. Jacobson Sr., Patrick Paletti. Mrs. Jacobson, Janice Ahern. Chef Jackie, Ken Jung. Linda Perrybottom, Camilla Arfwedson. Animal Control Officer, Joe Bone. Leo the Sous Chef, Edward Judge. Annoyed Vendor, Brian Bovell. Passing Father, David Nolan. Passing Child, Jude Coward Nickel. Lola, Christina Chong. Gavin the Doorman, Daniel Adegboyega. Job Hopper Supervisor, Craig Stein. Elephant Trainer, Edward Dogliani. Carriage Riding Kid, Jocelyn Ospina Escobar. Assistant Hotel Staff, Ozuna. Wedding Guest, Paolo Bonalis. Person in Park, Haley Bishop. Commuters, Norma Butikoffer, Mark Wesley Dehaney. News Reporter, Carrie McLean. TV Announcer, Sophie Holland. Workman, Joseph Begley. Limo Driver, Scott Coker. Joe Buck, himself. Spike, Bobby Cannavale. Butch, Nikki Jam. Lightning, Joey Wells. Topsy, Harry Ratchford. Ash, Spank Horton. Meathead, Naeem Lin. Angel Devil Tom, Lil Rel Howery. Real Estate Rat, Utkarsh Ambudkar. Pigeon Announcer, Tim Story. No person or entity associated with this film received payment or anything of value or entered into any agreement in connection with the depiction of tobacco products. Copyright 2020 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. All rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the copyright laws of the United States and other countries throughout the world. Country of first publication, United States of America. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended or should be inferred. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Warner Media, voiced by Darren Revitz. Tom and Jerry at the wedding.
Mr. Bro, I just got a bill for both weddings. Mm.
That's a joke, right?
Well, you know, I had Terrence run some numbers earlier, and it doesn't look good for you.
He pats Ben on the back and walks off.
Thank you for choosing the Royal Gate.
Terrence also leaves. A shield-shaped frame in the sky contains the letters WB. Words below read, a Warner Media Company.